Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vic Aldridge. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. And now, play ball. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weiss. Moore reaches second base with a double. Carey moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw bunts towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to second. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moranville moves to third. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Carey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Fragaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks is hit by the pitch. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith throws to second, with right covering, and has Brooks trapped. There's the throw to Trainer, who tags Brooks for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiss moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler moves to second. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Barnhart moves to third. It's 4-1, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville has Barnhart in a rundown. He throws to Fraga, who throws to Hartnett, who tags Barnhart for the out. Trainer moves to third. Wright moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field. Here's the throw into the infield and Hartnett commits an error. McInnes is thrown out. McInnes is thrown out after the base hit. Trainer scores. Wright scores. It's 6-1, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to second. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 1 in the game. Fraga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Pirates. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby pinch hits for Tony Kaufman. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aldridge moves to second. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Griffith pinch hits for Guy Bush. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.